Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last night I let the party get the best of me. Waking up in the morning to land next to me.
Does this mean you miss Al for the first two games of this series?
Oh, it's unsure. That's more of a medical question, honestly, but there are different protocols and tests that have to be passed, and we'll know more going forward. But it's not a definite that he's out for two games.
Ime, what's the process for Al to get back? Is it similar to early in the season?
Testing that has to be, a certain number have to be passed. Don't know if it's specific days, but a specific number of tests have to be passed.
Celtics can't get it done without Al Horford, who is on COVID protocol, and without Marcus Smart. And that ought to be something that you can appeal, like a suspension or something like that. Like Celtics ought to sue the NBA. I mean, mm-hmm. at this point, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals,
right?
And a guy who feels fine.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to play, can't play.
Where's DeSantis?
Yeah, he ought to intervene. State law should they? He ought to force the NBA to allow him to play.
Who's a big part of your team?
Yeah,
huge part.
And the craziest part, Mike Mags 07 on Twitter tweeted at us this photo of Al getting on the flight to Miami.
Yeah,
and says a man who has the deadly COVID, and it's like Al smiling with his bag getting on the flight.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So then what ends up happening? Does it make its way through? Does the virus run through the Celtics then? And you're going to be without other guys? And
better hope not.
What would happen if Al Rudy Gobert the Heat's locker room today and just touched everything? I mean, in all sincerity, this is designed to prevent serious illness among players and staff with the team, correct? And their families. That's why they have implemented this collectively bargained agreement on how to treat COVID.
Yeah.
The person that we're discussing is healthy. According to the head coach, he's, quote, feeling fine. There are only, I would guess, I don't want to say Horford's done, but my guess is this is his last shot to win a title, right? He was kind of on his last legs in Oklahoma City mm-hmm. last year. Brilliantly, Brad Stevens brought him back, and it's been a renaissance of sorts. But you are now, according to the data, 86% chance that you're going to lose this series, in part because one of your key players was unable to play due to asymptomatic COVID. It's just mind-bogglingly stupid.
But Wiggy brought this up earlier because it's very difficult to ascertain when you look at the NBA protocol exactly what it is. But they're not testing, correct?
No.
So Al Horford brought it up himself. I'm guessing that you get fined. I think this is what happened with was it Kyrie Irving or was it LeBron? And somebody got fined because they didn't bring up a close contact or whatever. Mm-hmm. So is that why somebody like Al Horford would self-report on this when you're – I mean
– Well, no, I think it was NBC Sports Boston where there were other staff members that tested. And so maybe he was like a close proximity, so say – I tested positive. The company now says, in this case, the NBA says, because Courtney and you are so close to me, you guys automatically have to test.
And everybody at the spa at the castle would have to shut down.
Right. And so maybe that's what happened, where it was like he had to test because he was close to somebody who did test positive. And then now once he tests and it comes back positive, there's nothing he can do.
Say, God forbid, this does have to run through the locker room. At what point do they postpone games?
Yeah, they ain't no postponing
games. They have postponed.
No. When's the last time they postponed a game?
There was just a game postponed recently. I don't know if it was an NBA game. I think there's been a few baseball games that have been postponed.
When?
It hasn't been for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when's the last time?
Yes, it has.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this should be what are we doing? I mean, COVID is not going away. Mm-hmm. It exists. We've done nothing to eliminate the possibility that you're going to get it. We did what we could. That's the collective we. To protect those who need protection. And so
Is there any collection of people, Greg, that is less likely to have serious issue from this than NBA players?
No.
They are in the best shape, maybe outside of hockey players.
Probably Bolo. I mean, that guy looks like he's in great shape.
Al Horford's 40. Al Horford's like in his late mid-30s. He looks like he's a specimen still. These guys don't have any body fat whatsoever.
Is Bolo coming to Nantucket this
Unfortunately,
weekend?
Unfortunately, Bolo is out of our price range.
Oh.
But May 11th, this afternoon's game between the White Sox and Guardians has been postponed due to COVID-19 positives.
Yeah.
So there is a chance. I mean, I just wonder what that number is.
They would never do it with the TVs. The whole network and everything has been based around the every other night with the Western Conference.
Entire team goes down, then what?
Well, if the entire team goes down, then all right, maybe.
You don't have enough.
But if it's just like a handful of guys, so let's say you got Al, who's one guy. I mean, Steve Kerr was in the protocol and he missed games. What was it? 4, 5, and 6. So if it's another player, those guys just won't be able to play.
You're playing. This is how ludicrous this is. You're playing a game in Florida, the anything goes state. You have people sitting right behind the bench, and you have absolutely no idea on whether those people are spreading droplets or not. Enough.
Shockingly, a lot of masks last night. Behind the benches, there were a lot of masks.
Really?
Maybe they knew something.
I saw a lot of masks last night.
But in all sincerity, I said this earlier, and it's true. Al Horford is the first person in the state of Florida to miss a day's work because of COVID. The rest of the state remained totally normal. They haven't done anything differently in Florida.
And this is major for the Celtics.
Don't you talk to people? People are getting it. I talk to people who say, yeah, I just got COVID. And,
right.
I mean, unfortunately, that's what happens. We have not eliminated it. It's a virus that's never going to go away.
That's it.
So you got to get back to conducting life. And in the case of sports and the Celtics, it is egregious that they're without Al Horford last night, who is asymptomatic.
Right. And that's the thing. We had talked about this when this first hit. I think it was like Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl, where you go, man, imagine if you're a fan of a team and your star quarterback has to miss a playoff game because he has COVID. Well, we're in the situation where one of our key players has to miss multiple games because of COVID. We saw it just recently with the Bruins in their playoff run. One of the key players had to miss games. Now, luckily, they were able to win the game that he was out for, but that could have been obviously catastrophic for what if it's Jason Tatum? You're really screwed, you know? And I think it should be treated like the flu. If your guy has a little sniffle, no big deal. Can you play? Yep, you can play. And it should be the same way. How many times have you been around people that have been sneezing or coughing?
Me all week.
A lot.
Right,
no.
So what are you going to say? I'm not coming to work because I feel like I might have COVID?
Well, it's just, Wiggy, the issue here is that the five of us are attempting to create some form of a conclusion based in logic.
Mm-hmm.
And there has not been logic for 3 years. There's
right.
no, it's like, I feel like they just do it now because it's what they think is the right thing to do without considering the ramifications of these decisions.
But the NBA can do anything they want. They can, if they want to suspend their protocol for the playoffs, they could have suspended their protocol for the playoffs. I mean, you're telling me that the Patrick Mahomes visits his barber.
Oh, God, the barber.
And 32 other guys end up getting COVID, but he walks away the you know virus free and then is able to play in the Super Bowl.
Immune.
Give me a break.
That's
He's
a great point. And Courtney, you might be onto something. Let's say it was LeBron in Game 7 of the Finals, and he has the exact same situation as Al Horford. Is there a shot in hell that they say, LeBron, you can't play?
No.
So then what are we doing if it doesn't?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.